Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
As I think back over the past week, it can best be described as a mix of the good, the bad, and the ugly. On the good side, Judge Sherlock granted our motion to be included as friends of the court in Planned Parenthood's lawsuit to overturn the new law requiring parental consent before a minor gets an abortion. It's a small victory, but it's a victory nonetheless, made even sweeter by the fact that Planned Parenthood at first said they wouldn't oppose us being included, then without warning strenuously objected. They insisted that we had no interest in the case, despite the fact that we brought the issue to the forefront, found the legislative sponsor, shepherded the bill through the legislature, and orchestrated the ballot referendum. To argue that we didn't have an interest was ludicrous, and Judge Sherlock saw through the weakness of Planned Parenthood's objections. The next major hurdle is a hearing on December 10th to determine if the case will go to trial. We'll keep you posted. So that was our good point for the week. The bad came with the disastrous rollout of Obamacare. It was highly touted, supposedly highly anticipated, by a desperate citizenry, and in the end, an unmitigated disaster. States that were expecting tens of thousands to sign up saw only hundreds. The federal website that cost over $1 billion to create crashed right off the bat. And in Montana, we haven't heard a peep from State Auditor Monica Lindeen, the driving force behind Obamacare in the Big Sky Country. You can be sure that if large numbers of people were signing up, her office would be shouting the news from the rooftops. Instead, there's nothing but an eerie silence. Planned Parenthood is being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to help people sign up, but their informational meetings are being attended by only 5 or 6 people. They blame the shutdown of the federal government. Really? And while we're on the subject of the shutdown, that brings us to the ugliest thing that I saw this week, and that was the arrogant abuse of power exhibited by the National Park Service. As a former politician, I was appalled. A government big enough to give you everything you want is a government big enough to take away everything you have, including, I suppose, access to federal lands that are held in trust for the enjoyment of the entire population. I was shocked at the stories of armed rangers escorting visitors from Yellowstone Park as though overnight they had suddenly somehow become common criminals, or the incident back east where rangers blocked the entrance to a simple walking path around a small pond that had absolutely no services or amenities. It was just a short trail. Do we really need the help of the federal government to take a walk in the woods? The simple answer is no, and the actions of the National Park Service were punitive, unnecessary, and in my mind, ugly. They used to be the stalwart guardians of our national parks. Now, they're simply foot soldiers enforcing a political agenda. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.